Following several years of low farm prices, trade disruptions, and increasing international competition, passage of the 2018 Farm Bill comes at a crucial time for our farmers and ranchers. The Farm Bill renews the long-term investment in export market development programs. Productive U.S. wheat farmers fill American tables and still have about half their crop available to export markets every year. Farmers in states like Kansas support U.S. Wheat Associates with a portion of their state checkoff funding to build and maintain overseas demand, which allows U.S. Wheat to apply for program funding appropriated by Congress in the Farm Bill and administered by USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. This public-private partnership, initiated in the 1950s, has earned a legacy of success that remains essential to a healthy farm and rural economy. The Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, or Farm Bill, establishes the Agricultural Trade and Facilitation Program that provides $255 million per year to fund the Market Access Program, the Foreign Market Development Program, the Emerging Markets Program, and the Trade Assistance for Specialty Crops. The new law protects funding for FMD, EMP, and TASC that had individual budgets of less than $50 million per year under previous farm bills. That is a very important amendment for wheat farmers because FMD funds directly support U.S. Wheat Associates' ability to maintain bases of operation and local representatives to conduct trade service and technical support activities with buyers, flour millers, and wheat food processors. Additional changes will help U.S. Wheat Associates expand its ability to build demand. The legislation now allows Congress to appropriate discretionary funds to cover the cost of administering the export market development programs, rather than covering the cost from appropriated program budgets. The law also establishes a priority trust fund of $3.5 million per year to be used at USDA's discretion to help meet requests that exceed the appropriated program funds. Another important change now allows qualified organizations like U.S. Wheat Associates to use program funds to conduct market development activities in Cuba, a potential new market that has been a focus of Kansas wheat farmers for years. A 2016 econometric study of export demand, commissioned by USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, as required by Congress, and conducted by Informa Economics, showed a return on investment by MAP and FMD of a remarkable $24 in export gains for every additional $1 spent on foreign market development between 2002 and 2014. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.